We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan in D.C., 910 The Fan in Richmond, Odyssey app wherever you may be. And you can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. We are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Every Friday, we talk to our pal Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. Talk movies, all things entertainment. What's up, Kevin?
Kevin, morning. Hey, buddy.
Good Hello. Morning. Good morning. How y'all doing?
This is times in a week that we're talking to you, I believe.
I know. I mean, Eric Bickle has never been happier in his life than to have me on the show twice.
That's right.
By the way, I got to tell you guys. So, I mean, I've been doing your show since 2005, November 18, 2005, and then I started on Fox 5 in 2018. I'm sorry, 2007, in August of 2007. And to this day, like, the amount of people who come up to me that listen to your show is astounding. I was in an LAX airport. I was in LA three times in the past, 12 days or whatever it was. Uh-huh. And I was walking through LAX and someone walked up to me and said, Papa Rick, and I was confused.
So dumb.
No way.
I was totally confused for a second, and I was like, wait a second. I obviously say that on the show, and you guys been saying that for years, but in the sense of hearing it in an LAX airport.
By the way, you're being redundant. Whenever you say LAX, everybody knows it's an airport.
Right. Oh, that's true. Yeah. Well, either way, I just want to say y'all have the best listeners on the planet. It's like,
thank
I agree.
That,
yeah. Well, it's very nice.
That's kind of like
that.
when someone says that. It's kind of like when you ask where someone's from, they say Orlando, Florida.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, actually, so what's interesting about that is if I say Williamsburg, right? Williamsburg to me is Williamsburg, Virginia, but
that's a little different.
New York.
That's a smaller town,
right?
And there's probably multiple.
And we can all agree, Williamsburg, Virginia, stinks. Nobody wants to see glass blown or candles
it's
made.
Kind of cool cakes.
Or going to an old tavern.
Cakes does this shtick every time.
They have good golf down there.
I'm triggered by Williamsburg. I don't know
why. Because his mom took him there to
when he was
like a vacation.
When he was
young. I think we took a bus trip there with our school when we were younger. It just triggers me.
Yeah. All right, so Kevin, you were encouraged by the Academy Award ratings.
Well, yeah, but hold on, Cakes. You're sleeping on Williamsburg. My parents live there, and you're also sleeping on the best theme park, which is Busch Gardens. You sleep on Busch Gardens. And, I mean, I grew up in Newport News, so, Williamsburg was, you're talking about Merchant Square? Merchant Square is amazing. I love Colonial
Williamsburg. I haven't been there in 35 years.
He doesn't care about colonialism.
Sure, I know what Merchant Square is.
Sleeping.
Happy to be asleep.
I wish I was asleep.
All right, so what's going on this weekend, Kev?
Hold up. I think you want to talk about Academy Awards real quick.
We didn't do that already?
We did, but he wanted to talk about the ratings, I believe. He's all fired up.
I told you all the Andy Reid story already, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
big fatty with a Chiefs hat on.
He ran into Big Red.
Silly. Just real quick on the ratings. Listen, I know you guys don't really necessarily care about the ratings of the Oscars, but I will say this, though. You have to understand, the fact that they're so far up and there were, almost 19 million viewers or 18, whatever it was, million viewers. it's a really big deal. Like, I genuinely believe that. I mean, I think you guys can probably see this across the board in all things, not just movies, but, you know, concerts and everything returning. And, you know, I know we're still technically in the pandemic, but at the end of the day, like, I mean, from a technical standpoint, I believe, I think it's still considered that, unless I'm wrong. But in terms of the theatrical business, though, just like, people were tuning into that show because the movies were ones that people went to see. I mean, you guys went out and saw Top Gun. I mean, Elvis. I mean, Everything Everywhere All at Once. All these movies made a lot of money. And so it's just nice to see people tuning into that show again. And the show, I thought, was phenomenal. Like, I thought it really could really capture what people love about movies. So I know we already discussed this on Monday. People can go back and find the podcast. But the ratings came out later that day, and it was just awesome to see them up because – I work in an industry where my job is based on movies. And, you know, for all these award shows to keep going down in ratings, that, you know, it starts to make you worry about, like, where the industry is going and things like that. And then for the Oscars to be up the way they were. And for you guys, I mean, like, with Top Gun and all these films that people are actually leaving their house to go see, and JP went and saw Creed 3 recently, I think there's just a mindset shift that's happened where people just want to get back out and go to the movies. And then when you see a film that's nominated that you've seen, it just creates a bit of like a, I don't know. It's like a special thing.
So all right. People want to see Shazam 2 in the theaters? I think that's what you're reviewing today. It's a sequel. Yeah. I think Shazam, correct me if I'm wrong, superhero, but it's leaning more into comedy.
Yeah, it's like a PG-13 Deadpool, kind of. I mean, I know Eric's really excited about this one. So, Eric, Shazam Fury of the Gods. I know this is like one of your most anticipated of the year. And I honestly, Zachary Levi, you guys know him probably most as Chuck, that show Chuck. The first Shazam was really good. I actually thought the first Shazam was awesome. If you're not familiar with it, essentially a young kid is in the foster care system. Asher Angel plays him. He ends up getting superpowers that he can turn into an adult superhero, which is Zachary Levi's version of the character. So he says Shazam, and he just turns into this superhero. And like at the end of the day, like I think the best thing about the first Shazam is that it wasn't just about the superpowers and the superhero aspect of it. It was a lot to do with the foster care system and thematics of family and things like that. I think that's what makes things so grounded. Like JP, the reason Creed 3 is so great. The boxing scenes are awesome, but really it's the drama, right? It's really the Jonathan Majors, Michael B. Jordan drama, the family drama. When you can get those things right, it makes the action and it makes the boxing so much more intense. Same thing with the first Shazam. All the action in that film is intense and immersive because you care about the characters.
Well, it's impossible that you like Shazam 2 because you're talking so much about the original Shazam.
Right. And I'm getting to that because that's the thing is like, I wanted to love this one and I didn't, unfortunately. And it felt like a sequel that was made from a business perspective rather than made for a story perspective. And I get that movies are a business. I mean, clearly that's the business that I work in, and that's at the end of the day, the money is really kind of the thing that everything's kind of going for. But for me, it's the art, and I get that there's a middle ground to go from the art.
All
to
right,
the
so
money,
what's your rating?
I gave it a 3.
It's better than I expected. Yeah. All right, so you've interviewed a bunch of people recently. Can you fill us in?
Yeah, I mean, this past week, I talked to a bunch of people. Yesterday, I talked to Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez, and Reggae Jean Page. They're in the new Dungeons & Dragons movie. Guys, I'm telling you, Eric, I know dragons and magic and special effects and CGI are your thing. I think you'll love this. But in all honesty, like, it is one of the most fun films I've seen in a long time. I didn't play Dungeons & Dragons growing up. It comes out
March 31st. Biggest upset ever, by the way.
That you did.
Yeah,
didn't.
He did not.
I didn't play Dungeons & Dragons. All right, well, yeah, that movie comes out March 31st. I interviewed Chris Pine yesterday. He was great. And then I also talked to Taron.
And that movie, by the way, at least from the trailer, because I saw when I went to see Creed 3, I saw 9 trailers. Dungeons & Dragons is one of them. That one looks like it's leaning into comedy.
Exactly. And so it's funny. Dungeons & Dragons is exactly the tone that Shazam 2 couldn't find. If that makes sense. Like Shazam 2 is trying to find that comedic action tone in Dungeons and Dragons really does. And I'll review that once we get to the March 31st release date. But I also watched Tetris yesterday. I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but
I've seen the trail. I'm intrigued by it.
We talked about it yesterday.
Let me tell you guys something right now. If you could imagine Social Network, the movie Social Network, and Argo having a baby.
I love both of those movies, so you have hooked me.
So yesterday I interviewed the guy who created Tetris, okay. Alexei. I was blown away because I don't know about you guys, but I've always found Tetris to be kind of therapeutic and cathartic because it's just kind of fun to watch the blocks disappear, right? And like to talk to the guy who kind of created something that was so cathartic and therapeutic for me growing up was pretty wild. But the film, I don't know that people understand. I didn't know any of this, what went down behind the scenes or the rights behind that game. It's genuine. Imagine Argo. But with instead of making a movie, it's Tetris. It's so insane what went down in that story. I have absolutely no idea how I'd never heard this. Look up the trailer. Anybody out there listening, if you see a title of a film called Tetris and think it's just about the video game, it's an insane story. I really, really recommend it. It comes out March 31st. And I interviewed Taron Egerton yesterday, who, if you guys watch the show Blackbird, he's great in that show. Also played Elton John in Rocket Man, and he was in The Kingsman. But yeah, so there's a lot coming out. Guys, this movie, this year is going to be awesome for movies. And then John Wick is next week. John Wick 4. I can't wait for you guys to see that. So,
Jason's been prepping for it. He's watched all three, trilogy so
can't
far.
Wait. Cannot wait for
Jason,
that.
Jason, are you really going to see the first three, or are you joking?
Joking.
Yeah, I'm going to watch them today.
You understand sarcasm?
I'm not going to watch college hoops. I'm going to watch John Wick all day.
Jason, listen to me. You and I, over the year, I know you want me to get off the phone and get back to whatever. Get back to the sports and everything. I'm sorry. I'm talking about movies, but in terms of the John Wick movies, you would love them. Yeah, I mean, listen, right. I'm not doing a bit. I think you would genuinely love those movies. I think if the audience listening to the show right now could tweet in or send messages.
All right, just tell Kevin that was a good job. It was a good job.
It's hard to get him out
Tell Kevin good job, Drabby. I don't want him to call you 100 times.
Miss
Kevin. We just got to move on.
See you later, man.
God bless. He's just going on and on and on. John Wick, yeah. John Wick. I don't know the first thing about John Wick.
It could be the best movie of all time. I'm just not going to see him.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm just not.
Well, those guys over there, I was listening to Bitsies, and they think it's because we're bullies that we don't watch some of these movies.
I just don't care.
I couldn't follow the logic, but somehow Jason and I are bullies.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
That's why we don't watch the movies.
That was our theory.
Well, you're just too cool.
Too cool for school?
You're too cool for school.
No, I just don't like it.
No, I just don't have any interest. I don't have any interest.
All right, coming up next.
I mean, it's that simple.
There's some news. Taylor Heineke is in Atlanta. But did he want to stay in Washington, and did Washington botch it by letting him slip away?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington on the TV side. If you're in Richmond, we thank you for tuning in on 910 The Fan. So Taylor Heineke spoke to Falcons reporters, and he indicated that he thought he was headed back to D.C. just a couple days ago. But then the Falcons came back with a better offer. He said, "It was very tough. I feel like that's a home for me. I built a lot of great relationships there. There are a lot of great memories there. It gave me a second chance at football. I'm going from one home to another, so it's a pretty easy process, but I'd be lying to you not to say I was a little heartbroken to leave those people up there.
Well, we had heard many times they really liked it up here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, really
and,
liked it.
And, but what does that tell you? So first of all, Taylor, everybody, listen, I break his balls, you know, all the YOLO balls and everything, and JV. But, I mean, the guy is a gamer, and everyone loved watching him and rooting for him. So, I mean, the love, I think, goes both ways.
Sure.
But what does that tell you? That tells you that they weren't looking for real competition for Sam Howell, right? It just cements it. They called Chad Henne. That's been confirmed by other various people. Mm-hmm. Chad Henne's not going to come in here and compete for a starting job.
Right.
They were negotiating with Taylor. Taylor thought, in fact, he was going to be here just two, 3 days ago, right? They weren't bringing Taylor in to compete with Sam Howell. And so you got to imagine they're using the same mindset with Brissett. Mm-hmm. Brissett was brought in here to be the backup, to be the break glass of all
He's
us.
An insurance
the fire
policy.
Breaks
He's
out.
An insurance policy.
Right. Right. It just further cements that. And then I think Drabby came in here and said some of these mocks still have the Commanders
Trading
moving up potentially.
We have the latest CBS draft on CBS Sports.
Mocks.
They do it weekly. This is from Chris Trapasso.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got, I mean, it's a wacky draft. He's got Anthony Richardson going number one to Carolina.
Well, Trapasso's been a Richardson guy. You know, for the last few months.
I don't even think that's that wacky. I get it.
After what he did at the combine, I don't think that's
you
that
crazy
at all.
You got a freak athlete, and you know, you see some stuff on film that
all right,
you
but
like.
But is he going to broad jump down the field?
No, but he...
I mean, is he going to jump over people?
No, but he might run down the field.
He can run, but yeah. Justin Fields proves you got to do a little bit more than that.
I think so.
You got to be able to throw the ball. So
I think he can throw the ball. I mean, you got ask your boy.
Is he the best? Is he the best athlete? Of course.
Yeah. Ask your boy Olasky. Olasky did a whole thing on how his inaccuracy is way overstated, and he broke down one play where he just threaded the needle on one. Listen,
right,
I'm not saying
play.
I agree with it.
Right, I didn't see that when I was watching 60 minutes of games.
Okay, but that's what Olasky pointed out. Nevertheless,
right. So he's got Anthony Richardson going number one to Carolina. Carolina traded up, traded with the Bears, so they're going to have the number one pick. They're going to go with the quarterback. They, of course, brought in Andy Dalton to be the bridge quarterback, so you could have Dalton and then eventually Anthony Richardson, if he was correct there. He's got Bryce Young, too, to the Houston Texans, and then he has the Washington Commanders trading into that third slot and drafting Will Levis.
That seems like a major reach to me.
What do you got to give up to get to move up 13 spots?
I don't know. They're not doing that. It's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard.
It's
just a mock. It's five million mocks
out there. I just need to ridicule it. I need to destroy it. If you can find, here's what I promise you. You want a bit? You find Ronnie Lott's doctor. If they draft Will Levis at three, you can come
pinky.
In here and cut my pinky off.
We're doing a Mike Greenberg bit. Isn't this what Greenberg's supposed to do?
His pinky toe.
If Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets.
You bring in Ronnie Lott's doctor, and you can come in on the show.
Love it.
Has to be his doctor.
Okay.
Because he has experience doing it. And you cut off my pinky, my left pinky, half of it in the middle of the show. And stitch it up right
That's
here.
That's a great radio bit.
They're not drafting Will Levis number three.
I'll say this. I don't know anything.
You have the pulse.
I don't know anything about Will Levis at Kentucky. I didn't watch much college football, to be honest.
He's
I definitely
stiff.
Didn't watch much Will Levis.
He doesn't even have the cannon he said he has.
Are you kidding me? I was watching tape yesterday. He was getting interviewed. Apparently, he's a big Red Zone fan. This is the clip that I saw. All right. And the reporter had like a special message from Scott Hansen, and he was all fired up. But then you just saw him just throwing lasers like 60 yards down the field.
Some random quarterback from Utah threw it just as hard. And then the kid who everyone thinks stinks from UCLA, who I like, he threw it harder. What kind of cannon is that?
I understand.
That?
I think
guy's like 5'10".
I was talking to my son. He's like, just watch the Vanderbilt game. I was like, I don't know. Apparently he sucked against Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Well, Jason,
but apparently the scouts salivate over him.
All right, but it's the combine where they're throwing to nobody.
Some.
I mean, against nobody.
Hey, what's this drill that I've never seen where so-and-so quarterback is throwing harder than everyone else is throwing the hardest quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone keeps mentioning this.
There was a gun. Did you see that?
They had a radar gun.
I know, but are they telling the quarterback to throw the ball as absolutely as hard as you can against
the
wall?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you do when you got a gun. They know they're being measured. They know you're being measured. That was the only point of that. It wasn't to hit the bullseye. The point was to. It's like guys do it in lacrosse all the time. How hard do you shoot?
You know what? I'd rather do it on a 10-yard slant.
Right. And I'd rather have a quarterback that's accurate. I don't care if he can throw the ball 85 miles per hour. Give me an accurate quarterback.
I'm just saying, that was bragging about his cannon, I thought he would throw it like 10 miles an hour harder than everybody else. He had a bunch of guys throwing it the same and some harder.
He's got a pea shooter.
Got an average arm.
I found him likable, and that doesn't mean anything.
And he was stiff.
And he has a cannon from what I saw. But when you look at his college football production, and this is what Jason talks about, here's the game. Kentucky against Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt.
Oh, he was awful on that game.
Vanderbilt's not a good team. It's not like he's playing Georgia. He was 11 for 23 for 109 yards, one pick.
Right. And routinely, he held on to the ball too long. And all the experts say that was because of the offensive line. I'm sorry. I mean, if you're going to be a top three pick in the draft, you got to overcome a bad offensive line. You got to complete passes down the field, not hold on to the ball too long, not create turnovers in huge spots like he did in the Ole Miss game.
Against Tennessee, he threw for 98 yards.
Yeah, I mean, it's just people get caught up in how big they are, how fast they are, how what's their vertical, how hard they throw. When you're playing against NFL players, all that, throw that out the window.
Andy,
you got to have instincts.
Will Levis has weird food habits. He puts mayo in his coffee, and according to Wiki, he eats unpeeled bananas.
Really?
What?
So I'd have to question him just on his food choices. I would put him on the food bar
Brady's
list.
Diet,
you know,
like cakes.
I'm putting him on the list. What?
What's Tom Brady's diet like?
That's touche.
I mean, but I think he peels his bananas.
Yeah, I think he unpeels his bananas.
I hope he does.
I don't think he eats bananas. He doesn't eat tomatoes. He doesn't eat anything.
He doesn't eat fruit.
You're copying Will Levis to the greatest quarterback of all time?
I was unaware.
I think
that
that's overstated because I swear I've seen him make a smoothie. He puts it in his TB12 and he put in a bunch of fruit.
Maybe it's a veggie. Maybe it's a matcha tea smoothie.
Have you ordered your matcha?
No, apparently you just get it at Safeway.
You're going to be underwhelmed by the matcha.
I'm not expecting to like it.
It is bit season. Can you do a matcha review?
Yeah. I'm not expecting it to be delicious.
Yeah.
I'm just expecting it to
be healthy.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what you want. You want to put something
healthy
in your
body. Reality is EB is accurate. You know, Stetson Bennett, who's not going to be drafted high, who has an amazing college football resume, equaled Will Levis in arm strength.
Yeah, and everybody said Stetson Bennett doesn't even have a strong arm. That's the number one thing that
But I will
out
say eyeball test. This thing I saw with Will Levis, and it might have been like, has he done his pro day?
I don't think a lot of these guys have yet.
I don't think the quarterbacks
He was thrown in some sort of bubble. It wasn't the combine. Uh-huh. And my God, he was. But Jeff George had an amazing arm.
Did you watch
I understand you need
I,
more
did
than
you watch
that.
Them? Because no. I watched all that.
I just watched the highlights.
He's fine. I mean, he threw a couple nice ones. He also threw some that were way too flat. Didn't have enough air underneath him.
Levis
you know who threw really well in his pro day? It was Stetson Bennett. And again, you can destroy it all you want, but he also has tape from what he did in college.
Of course.
I think Stetson Bennett is being way underappreciated.
He was also surrounded by an all-star cast of future NFLers.
Okay.
And he's 5'11", he's kind of tiny.
He
I don't get sized.
All right. Why you think he can't see over the line or because you don't I mean his arm strength, he threw it as hard as Levis.
Well, that's going to be an issue, his size, his height.
He was as tall as Bryce Young.
They're criticizing Bryce Young for it.
I know, but they're talking about Bryce Young potentially going one.
Yeah, because he's leaps and bounds better.
Okay, I think that Stetson Bennett is way underappreciated. That's all I'm saying.
He might be,
but he will be a good pro. I think he will play somewhere. Maybe not next year, but in like 2-3 years, I think he will play.
I think he maxes out as like a backup in the pros.
Okay.
Levis,
that's the conventional wisdom.
Levis pro day is in a week.
Yeah, March 24th.
Well, is it possible, back to the point of this, forget about the Will Levis. Is it possible that the Commanders, Ron Rivera and Martin Mayhew, they're selling us this bill of goods right now that it's Sam Howell and Jacoby Brissett, but they do make a move up in the draft?
I'd be surprised.
I'd be really surprised.
Impossible?
It ain't happening.
I'm never going to say impossible.
I would not say impossible.
1% chance.
It's not happening.
You've got to trade from 16 to 3. You've got to trade
that's multiple
3-1s.
First. Yeah.
They're not doing
that's
dude.
That's a big move.
Now, again, if it's Rivera, what do you care? I mean, you're not going to be here next year, but he's not going to do it.
The only way I could see him doing it is that that's his ticket to selling to the new owner. Hey, I just drafted Will Levis. Right. I need to see
how this franchise
plays out. And then if I'm the new owner, I'm like, no, I've seen your body of work between Carolina and Washington. I don't care that you drafted a guy and gave up multiple picks for him. You're bye-bye. I'm going to hire a new coach.
Where's Chris Trapasso live? This is one of those things that just annoys me.
It's him on the show.
A national person swoops in. No, I don't.
No idea where he lives.
And they just talk narrative.
Western New York.
Yeah.
Probably like Buffalo.
He doesn't understand the market. Nobody understands the team better than the local folks. Sorry. Even Ian Rappaport gets all his stuff from Ron directly.
Yeah, but also these guys who do these mocks, they want shock factor.
Clicks.
Yeah, they need content. I mean, they need fresh content.
Well, I can't imagine that's getting more than 10 clicks. I mean, who's Chris Trapasso?
Well, I don't know, but a morning show in D.C. is talking about it for a half hour.
Well, just because he brought it up.
He's an NFL player analyst.
Cares about Chris Trapasso.
He's an NFL player analyst for CBS Sports.
What do you mean?
He's the scouting gradebook founder.
Okay,
and his wife has an Etsy shop that has a T-shirt for you.
Okay, Eric, who has you? Would you say the strongest arms in the NFL? Best arms?
Josh Allen.
Yeah, I think Josh Allen.
Okay,
well, I think Herbert Mahomes. Maybe.
Herbert definitely.
Yeah, well, a guy named Mahomes threw 55 miles an hour in that velocity test at the combine.
Yeah,
Will Levis threw what? 60?
59.
All right.
Yeah.
I saw a
bunch of other guys throwing 58, 59. Right. All I'm saying is, it's just if you have the strongest arm in the cannon.
I know, but eyeball test.
Stetson Bennett and Will Levis sit on a baseline and throw the ball as far as they can. You tell me that Stetson Bennett is going to throw the ball farther.
Did you watch the quarterback's workout?
Yes.
I did.
Yes.
His deep ball was every bit as good, if not better, than Levis's. He had air underneath it. It was, right on time.
You
he threw the ball really
you
well.
You take your 26-year-old quarterback and see how that works out for you.
Are the scouts all wrong? You
round.
Believe all the scouts are wrong.
I would take
clearly,
him in a third round.
There's a ton of scouts that believe that Will Levis has incredible talent and he's worthy of being a top pick.
I wouldn't take Will Levis. He looks to me like big bust.
I wouldn't take Bennett in the third just because your third round, like we talked about yesterday, you're kind of expected your third rounder to be a starter. Maybe not in that first year. Depending on what position you're talking about, but
I
certainly in the second year, you want your third rounder to start.
I draft Will Levis in the third round and maybe play him in 2-3 years.
What do you mean, Bennett?
Bennett, whatever. But, what did I say?
You said you draft Levis in the third round.
So if you're drafting Bennett in the third round, you eventually want him to start sooner than later.
I would think even I would be grooming him with the idea.
Because you don't
want to
waste a third rounder on a backup.
Understood. I actually think the Commanders are in a pretty good spot. Where they can kind of draft whatever they need right now, whatever they want, best player available. They could even, if they want to go crazy, draft a tight end in the first round.
Ooh, I like that plan.
If they want.
I'm a big fan of that
I think they set themselves up. They can kind of do whatever they want.
For what it's worth, Pro Football Focus has Will Levis as their fourth-rated prospect ahead of C.J. Stroud. Mm-hmm. The only guys ahead of him, Bryce Young, who's number one, Jalen Carter, and Will Anderson Jr. For Will Levis, they said his arm stood out among a very talented quarterback group at the scouting combine. The zip he has at the intermediate level of the field paired with his compact release is special. He did as much as he could to alleviate the concerning accuracy that they saw on tape.
Mm-hmm. Hey, maybe he'll be a superstar. Well, I didn't think Justin Herbert was going to be a star.
But these, again, there's quarterback-starved teams that are just grasping. So
100% they're going to take him in the top 6 or 7.
Yeah, these guys are going to go. Richard's going to go high. Levis will go high.
Because teams are desperate.
But I'm telling you, the Commanders are not in the market for a quarterback. They're going to roll the dice. They're all in. They're all in on Hal.
Yeah, it's a weird.
Just remember, you also said that they wouldn't sign Jacoby Brissett because they didn't want somebody who can compete with Sam Howell.
I said that reacting to the Chad Henne news. But it just tells me that they've literally brought in Brissett to back up. They just did. They wanted, if there was a true competition, Brissett might beat him. But I don't think there's going to be a true competition. I think the chances of Brissett starting in week one are exactly zero.
Well, I think if you listen to Brissett,
I probably can't.
That may be the case. I tend to side with you.
But
Brissett thinks he has a shot.
But let me say this. Brissett starting this year is 100%.
I'm not going to argue that one because all quarterbacks get
agree
hurt.
With that.
Wait, well, it might not just be that.
I know. You think it's because of hurt and
yeah, combination.
Yeah, I know. Hey, listen, the odds are in your favor. I wouldn't take that bet.
Ron's last season, which is this upcoming season, going to be a roller coaster ride. It's going to be a wild one.
Do you think it's going to disintegrate like Shanny's did? Like, it's just all hell's going to break loose and it's going to be leaking.
I think Shanny just punted at the end and he was, like, sabotaging the team. I don't think Ron does that, but I think it could get ugly at the end.
Do you think that they're a better football team next year than they were this year?
Without Ron Rivera?
No. I'm
saying this upcoming year.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to be better? The record may not indicate it.
It's hard to guess.
I think they're going to score more points.
I don't know what to expect out of Sam Howell.
Well, let me see what else they do.
He's going to deliver.
Let me see what else they do in free agency, and then obviously the draft. Maybe. But again, the quarterback position, I think, is pretty equal. Or Howell might be slightly below what they had last year. Not with Wentz.
Do you think he's below Taylor? I don't think it's possible.
I think it's possible.
Why? Okay. Taylor still somehow, even if it was yellow balls, had twice as many touchdowns as interceptions.
Yeah, he just got
the Sam Howell may be like Kenny Pickett, which I brought up yesterday.
Google horseshoe up your rear.
Kenny Pickett. Okay, forget about bringing up Taylor Heineke. Kenny Pickett in his
25 games.
In his work with the Pittsburgh Steelers had more interceptions than touchdowns.
Right.
Because he's young and inexperienced. Sam Howell's young and inexperienced.
Right. And Pickett's pedigree was way better and draft capital way higher than Sam Howell.
But it doesn't matter if you think it's better or worse. Doesn't matter.
Right.
The schedule's different. Other teams are different.
No, the schedule, I think, is actually more difficult. People are arguing with me that it's not, but I actually
it's
think
about
it is.
Winning and losing. Do you think they're going to have more wins than they did this past year? Are they going to have more wins than, would they go 8-8-1?
Yep.
Yeah. Are they going to have more wins this year than last year?
I don't know that
they I will bet money
bet
right
no.
now.
No. I'm not taking that bet because I think Taylor had a horseshoe up his rear.
Seven or less wins, which means adios to Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
If they win eight games with Sam Howell, I don't know that you could fire him because you could say,
we got certainly fire him. You kidding? A new owner coming in?
Oh, no. Okay. But your defense, if you're Ron, and believe me, I'm not here to defend Ron.
Yeah.
I'm not. But if you're Ron, you say, I got a first-year quarterback, essentially, who just won his eight games. Look at all we can build on.
I would say 4 years, no winning
yeah,
seasons.
I would look at his resume.
No winning
say,
seasons.
You're just not
going
to. Bye-bye.
If you win eight games with a first-year quarterback, you don't think you found your quarterback?
Nope.
I don't think I found my coach.
I don't know.
Because okay. I've given him 4 years, and he hasn't given me one winning season.
So the only way you guys you found your quarterback is if you win 9, 10, 11 games.
No, because that's just such a general question. It depends on how he plays.
Well, yeah, he plays pretty good.
If he plays really good and they win 8-9, then maybe. But if he plays Heineke, like you said, and they only win 8 games because the defense carries them through the season, then you're looking somewhere else.
Coming up next, it's our Junkies Weekend Parlay here on The Fan. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Time now for our Junkies Weekend Parlay presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan.
All right, let's start it off. Bad night for me last night, boy. With Arizona going down.
Hey, you can always bounce back this
weekend.
Had them
in like four different parlays.
Today's your bounce back. I can feel it.
Of course,
it.
Everything else won. All right, Cakes, what you like?
I like NC State on the money line, +184 against the 6-seed Creighton. Creighton can launch it from downtown, averaging 27 trays per game over their last seven. NC State, good at defending the three. I feel like they can limit them from three-point land and pull the slight upset as the 11-seed. So I am backing the Wolfpack at +184 today.
NC State's got two legit guards. Really good. Can they beat Creighton? I don't know.
Hope so. +184. That's the case.
I don't know if I like the team that lost to Clemson three times who lost to Morehead State in the NIT.
In the past. I'm looking forward. I'm not looking in the rearview mirror.
All right, you
Jason.
Are in. It's the NCAA tournament. Anything can happen. NC State +184 money line. All right, Mr. Myers.
All righty. Sunday, the Ambetter 400 is going on in Atlanta, which used to be a super speedway, and they reconfigured.
Ooh, look at this.
The track. Since they reconfigured it, Ross Chastain has finished second in July and in the spring. In both times, I'm going to have him finishing in the top three. I'm impressed. I'm actually impressed with him finishing second after he led 42 laps last race. And he cut a tire, had to go all the way back, get it fixed, and he zoomed all the way to second in July. So I'm going to take Ross Chastain to finish top three in Atlanta.
Look at you with your NASCAR nerdery knowledge over there. Impressive that they reconfigured the track.
How'd last week's NASCAR play go for you?
I think he finished 15th, and I had him finishing top three, Martin Truex Jr.
Gotcha.
Ross Chastain.
All right, I'm ready to go, Jason. You spin the wheel.
Yeah, go ahead. Rock and roll.
I believe that's 4-1.
So the Wiz, they're desperate, right, Cakes? They need to win.
Yeah.
They're trying to hold on to that 10 seed, and ideally they'd like to move up.
Uh-huh.
And Bradley Beal's actually been playing pretty well. If you look at his numbers, his game log, in his last six games, five of them, he's kind of gone off. He had 33 against Milwaukee. He had 32 against Detroit. He had 24 against Atlanta, 27 against Atlanta. He had a little dud against Philly, and then 36 against Detroit. He is to go over 23.5, and I'll take that. It's just -113, mm-hmm. but Bradley Beal to go over 23.5 against the Cavs.
Gotcha. All right. Basically even money.
He's on a heater. They need him.
All right, I'll go next. I'll take Duke. I'm going to go money line -150. They're laying 3.5. I just think they're playing at a really high level. Defensively, they're just long and athletic. And their length, I think, might give Tennessee a problem. Tennessee, without their point guard, Ziegler, really going to hurt them. And Tennessee just struggles to score points. They just do. Defensively, they are legit. I'll give them that. But I just think Duke will do enough with their length to beat Tennessee in advance to the regionals to play, I don't know, maybe Purdue, maybe Memphis, maybe Florida Atlantic. We'll find out today. So I'll take Duke money line. And that game's at 2:40 on, I believe that's at 2:40 on Saturday.
All right. What are the games I want to watch this afternoon, Jason? What's a big one? Is there one that jumps out at you? Like yesterday was so great because of all the locals.
I think the St. Mary's VCU game, I think you might want to see that.
All right.
And that game's at 2 o'clock today. But, all right, so where are we going? Who are we missing? JP.
All right, I'm going to go to the world of the UFC. There is a trilogy fight. Leon Edwards, who is now the welterweight champion of the world, takes on Kamaru Usman, who was the champion going all the way back to 2019. He had a 19-fight streak. Sometimes wins in boring matches. He wasn't beloved by fans. I think the fans actually liked the fact that Leon Edwards, in this rematch fight, knocked out Usman with a head kick. But I think Usman's going to get him back in the third fight. I'm going to go with Usman by points, which is at +115. I think he wins back the welterweight championship.
In. All right. Drab.
Who's left? Drabby?
Drabby T.
All right. We're going to go to Saudi Arabia for the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix this weekend. You guys know I'm going to make a Formula One pick. All right. Verstappen has a stomach bug. He's not even showing up till today, so he's missed all the buildup, of studying the track and the practice and all that. So
he is the favorite, right?
He is the favorite. He's -220, but I don't think he's going to be prepared enough to qualify on pole. I think he's going to qualify as the second on the grid. So you're going to scroll down, Jason. Mm-hmm. You're going to pick grid position of winner, second place. That's +230. So I think Max will qualify probably as at P2, but he'll end up winning the race. That's +230 on F1 race props tab there.
Oh, holding the props. Okay.
Scroll down. Grid position of winners, second place.
Grid position of winners. Where do I see that? I don't see.
Can't find it.
I'll show you. I just put it in there.
All right. I don't see. It's not. I don't see grid position on mine. So you put it in.
Jason's got
so
the wacky.
Ridiculous. I know. I'm not blaming
told
you.
Him to,
it is what it is.
I told him to tell me during the break. Does he do it? No.
I just picked it.
I'm just saying. I don't see it.
I don't understand.
So you're going to have to put it in. Right now I've got a five-legger
Jason's
in there.
Got a different internet. He's got Chinese internet. I don't know what he's got. Totally different.
All right, so put it in. $6. What's it going to pay?
Oh, you didn't put in all the others. You just put that one in?
I didn't put in Jason's.
Yeah.
Or EB's. I don't
know. Who cares?
Just what
give
a disaster.
Us what it is roughly, and then we'll tell you when we come back from break.
We'll put it this way. A $5 parlay pays $472. So,
right.
And that's without his, obviously.
All right. I'm sized to hit it. With so $100.
We'll put our weekend parlay.
I need to make
parlay.
Up what I lost yesterday.
Yeah, you do.
We'll put it on
our Twitter.
I got killed.
At Junks Radio, also on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. Coming up next, it is Fridays with Feinstein.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.